Donald Trump delivered a rare primetime address to the nation Thursday, a format typically reserved for national tragedies or major military action. But instead, he used the speech to focus largely on election security ahead of the November midterm and revive long-debunked claims that the presidential election more than half a decade ago was rigged.
Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure.
And he used the 25-minute address to once again raise doubts about previous elections.
Over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files.
He also announced the creation of a transparency task force and intelligence advisory board, saying agency leaders had reviewed findings that he alleged showed foreign interference.
Reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, many cases, in our intelligence agency worked to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible.
He further claims that Americans, specifically the press, colluded.
The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said.
Trump would go on to allege that over 200,000 undocumented immigrants are registered to vote, a claim that has been repeatedly disputed by election officials and even the conservative far-right think tank, the Heritage Foundation. He would use the closing minutes of his address to advocate for the SAVE Act.
Congress must pass the Save America Act.
Notably, Donald Trump did not raise doubts about his election wins in 2016 or 2024.
Donald Trump is the conspirator in chief.
That was House Minority Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, who spoke to the media ahead of the address. Jim Haynes, a ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, who authored an opinion piece in the New York Times, says there has been no evidence of successful interference in the tabulation of votes in any federal election, but said that ahead of this year's midterms, quote, Mr. Trump is setting the stage to undermine the confidence of the American people in our elections, close quote. He shared this comment on social media.
So the effect is going to be, now, 3 out of 4 Americans are going to say, oh my God, we've heard this story before. There is zero evidence. We remember Rudy Giuliani at Four Seasons Landscaping and all of the nonsense. But a few Americans are going to hear that and say, our elections are not secure. And whatever happens, if Donald Trump loses, it's because there was fraud. And I am here to tell you, as one of the last guys out of the chamber of the House of Representatives on January 6, 2021, that that is a very, very dangerous moment for our democracy.
Haim says he believes that Trump's claims could be used to justify changes to election law, including stricter voter ID requirements, such as the SAVE Act, which Donald Trump has repeatedly endorsed. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie, however, said he remains unconvinced by allegations of widespread voter fraud.
I think it's ironic that we control the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the White House, and we're yelling election fraud. I mean, we won all the damn elections.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said regardless of how tonight's address was framed, it's ultimately not about the 2020 election.
Donald Trump's election speech tonight is not about the election Trump lost 6 years ago. It is a threat against the election he is afraid to lose this November. It's about undermining the 2026 election before a single vote has been cast.
Notably, Trump focused on China and largely omitted Russia, even though U.S. intelligence assessments have concluded that Russia sought to influence both the 2016 and 2020 elections in ways that favored Trump's campaigns. For Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.